As appellate lawyers, we deal with attorney's fees in four different situations, as you know. In breach of contract cases, where the terms of the contract itself call for the prevailing party to recover attorney's fees, or under Chapter 38. Secondly, in declaratory judgment cases under Chapter 37, under the specific statutes that allow for fee shifting, like the DTPA or the employment discrimination statutes being two of the most obvious. And then fourth, of course, as appellate nerds, we have to know the rules about waiver and preservation of error. And so my goal this afternoon is to talk about the recent developments in those four areas. So if you have a case where you're trying to minimize or maximize an award of fees, you know where to look. And so I'd like to begin with the most recent Texas Supreme Court case on fee claims, because it now makes a great number of fee claims possibly vulnerable and gives us new rules for what we have to do in the future. And that is, of course, L. Apple versus Olivas, the court that decided this case last year. It's on page 12 of the paper. And so L. Apple was supposed to be the case where the court was going to write on whether or not and when you could have a multiplier. But instead, the court ruled that the plaintiffs weren't going to get double the amount of their attorney's fees. They weren't going to get any of their attorney's fees. And in doing so, changed the rules for what a fee award needs to have and what the record needs to have. And so let's talk about it for a moment. L. Apple is an employment discrimination case where the plaintiff sued for discrimination and retaliation. I was fired for complaining. And the jury found for her on the retaliation claim, but she lost on the discrimination claim, and so the plaintiff got a split verdict. And here's what the plaintiff got. $1,700 in back pay, $75,000 for past emotional distress,